go! Bring your gun and make your peace. That's what it's short. No blades of redemption, no river run from the king. Bring your gun and make your peace. That's what it's short. No blades of redemption, no river run from the king.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shops I'm at all the time anyway! To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Jump Street Radio on 101.9 CITR. Your essential selectors on this musical safari are Sam Demo and Chirk. Now pass me that 40 and play some tip-top tracks.
Bo, what's up, Vancouver? Once again, you're with the man, Sam Demo, and the other man, Mr. Chirk.
Hi.
Say what up, Chirk.
What's up, Vancouver? What's up, world?
What's up, world?
How you doing?
Welcome to Life on Jump Street every Tuesday night from the hours of 8 until 9 p.m. They let us take over the station here. This is like a pirate radio, but a loud pirate radio.
Yeah, sort of like Chris Shepherd.
If you ever say Chris Shepherd again, I will do the voice the whole show. Pirate radio with Chris Shepherd. Speaking of Chris Shepherd, I saw the Cribs, the Canadian version of Cribs on him. The guy is, sorry mom, I'm about to drop the douche bomb, but he is a douchebag.
Really? Is he still rocking those like sweet little ponytail things that he had in that, Broken Bones?
Yeah, he's got kind of like a mullet, like a sweep over mullet. And yeah, so this is Pirate Radio with nothing to do with Chris Shepherd.
No.
Welcome, welcome. Vancouver, did you enjoy the sunny weather today? I did, actually. I enjoyed the sunny weather today. It was beautiful. I walked around. I put up some posters. I talked to people. And the consensus being in Van City at this point is that the summer's coming, the rain is leaving, and it's going to be a summer to remember. It is going to be one of those summers where somebody loses an eye.
Those are the best kind, actually.
Somebody's gonna lose an eye. You want some more volume?
Yeah, I can't really hear my... There we go. Thank you, Sam.
There we go.
That's cool. I mean, if you don't want me to outshine you, you can just turn it back down, but...
No, I just seen it was... We're just peaking all over the place, so I'm just trying to get the levels right.
Okay, well, I wanted to say, I don't know about you, but I had a pretty fantastic week in Vancouver. I mean...
Beautiful.
Yeah, Wednesday jumped off. We had a lot of people come down for the Licky Lee after party. Thursday was great. With Evil Nine at Republic, that was good. One of the best Thursdays we've had in a long time. Even Friday jumped off, man. It was good times. How was your week?
My week was wonderful. Very similar. Friday night, went out to some places, did some fun things. I don't wait in lineups anymore. I don't know if that's just my super ego, but tried to go to one place, line up, went to some other place. It was great, awesome. Saturday night, there was a boat cruise. Shine had my boy Degree. Library Square had A-Track. It was a stellar weekend, and with more of those to come.
Cool.
Yes.
Well, let's get into it. I mean...
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So Sam phoned me today and let me know that he had the song of the week. It was something he couldn't stop listening to. And it's a track that I enjoy myself as well. So... Sam, I'm going to let you do this song justice because apparently you're a big fan.
Yeah, I came upon this cut, I think it was a couple weeks ago, the original came out. The group is called La Roux, I don't know how to pronounce it, it's Gaelic. The lead singer is this girl, she's 20 years old, I believe from Ireland, because with a Gaelic name. And literally, La Roux means redhead. And she's redhead, and she's fiery. And this song is just, it's haunting me. I had it at 9 a.m. when I woke up this morning. I had it on my iPod to wake me up. This version we're going to do is called In For The Kill, the Scream Let's Get Ravey mix. And we're just going to let it play. It's a little mellower. Let's start it off on a little melancholy pump, 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 because we're going to get down with it. So once again, give us a call here. The number is 604-822-2787. We got some tickets for the Villains on Thursday. At this point, I'm going to say, yo, chirp. Let's get into it. Drop that shit.
Ooh. Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Yeah.
Sir.
That's what's up, Vancouver. A little melancholy joint there for you guys, so you can, you don't always got to be raved out, happy, fun, you know?
True.
We can be a little thought-provoking and melancholy and
fun. I'm really feeling that song now, man. You know what that reminded me of? Have you ever seen that movie, Hackers?
Yes, actually.
With like Angelina Jolie and stuff.
I was an extra.
Really?
No, I wasn't.
It was based on you, based on a true story.
Yes.
No, but there's like that scene when they're all rollerblading through the city, and the dude's like turning all the lights from red to green and stuff because he's like a supreme hacker. I feel like that song
should be in there.
Yeah.
We should just.
I'm like Kanye right now. Do you hear this? Do you hear this come out? It's like a movie.
It's like a movie, man. So once again, that was LaRue. In for the Kill screams Let's Get Rave remix edit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's a legit remix or edit or not. I copped it off the net last week, so. But it's really good. I like the song. I don't know what it is. Her voice is like angelic. It's
yeah,
I don't
good
know.
Word.
It's crazy, man.
Good word.
It's good. Moving along, Vancouver, once again, how are you doing? Why don't you give us a call here at 101.9 CITR FM, the phone number 604-822-2987. What we do have is two free tickets to a show on Thursday. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But right now, what Matt Chirk, what do you got? What do you got on your magic paper in front of you? Why don't you tell me something? Tell me
well,
something.
Well, I gotta give a shout out to the homie Dan. He let me off early today at Livestock, so I had some time to do some serious research. Unfortunately, the artist of the week. By the way, this is the artist of the week section. We don't do segues here on. Jump Street Radio. We just get right down to it.
We don't know what that means yet.
Yeah.
It's still new.
So anyways, the artist of the week this week is two guys, and they make up a group called Bass Weasel. They're actually pretty secretive. Like, it wasn't... why are DJs doing that now? Like, just tell me who you are. You know what I mean?
I think that maybe, like, they're house dudes originally, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, minimal house dudes, tech house dudes.
Yeah, yeah. This Will Bailey is one of the guys, and the other guy's Ill Phil. But Will Bailey apparently has been making, like, house music since, like, 1998.
I think I heard of Will Bailey. He's on some, like heavier electro stuff. Like.
Yeah. They kind of move that way.
Okay.
But, like, you know what? Enough DJs have, like... put masks on.
You're talking about the DJ / production duo with masks and image.
Well, there's enough of them. Like, there's Danger. There's, well, we don't need to name names, but you know what I mean. Like, I feel like that being cool is kind of over.
I think it's played. Definitely played.
Anyways,
not to say that the music's not dope, but the image absolutely. Is pretty
and cool. I think they might have realized that too, because now they've come out and told everybody who they are. Will Bailey's a pretty big deal. They're both from Birmingham, England. They've only put out one sort of official EP, and that was called the Twisted EP. That came out in December of 2008.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of really good stuff on it. And I think these guys are the artists of the week this week as well, because I want the theme this week. I want it to be like, just if you can think of one word from the show this week, I want that word to be wonk. If that is a feeling that you take away from this show, then I did my job tonight.
Spell W-O-N-K.
Yeah, exactly.
And Mr. Chirk, what does wonk mean to you?
It's like a wobble of just like of like bass. So
okay. So it's a little bit hard to put actually in word format. Why don't you give us what wobble sounds like?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna do that. So I'm gonna play.
Oh no! Right now, like, does it sound like wah, wah, wah?
That's that's pretty good, actually. I mean, it didn't really make that was pretty good. We might need to record that.
Your turn. What does it sound like?
Well, there's different wonks, like. I can't do it with my mouth. I can do it with my hands. So what I'm gonna do now is play a little medley of the artists of the week as we usually do. So we got a bunch of tracks from Bass Weasel. The first one happens to be a really, really sick remix of a song that I know you all know. And Pete Tong, I think this week or the week prior, played this on his big show over in across the pond. So hopefully you'll recognize it, and from there we're going to get into the serious wonk.
Wonk.
Yeah.
So listeners to Life on Jump Street at 101.9 CITR, you've not heard Mr. Chirk say what's up for this episode of Life on Jump Street. We'll be getting right now into the wonk. And if you don't know what the wonk is, you're about to find out. Once again, 604-822-2987. Give us a ring. Maybe you win some tickets. Maybe we'll just talk to you, have some fun. Other than that, stay tuned. We are the freshest show in the galaxy. Yeah. You're now rocking with the best. Life on Jump Street, baby. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And you, and you, and you.
Watch this!
Yeah, once again, you're rocking with the best, my boy, DJ Chirk. This is Life on Jump Street Radio, CITR 101.9, Freshness Galaxy. Again, Life on Jump Street Radio, 101.9 CITR, FM, UBC. Yeah, if you got any requests, 604-822-2987. We're not going to play them unless we like them. You better come correct. We got some free tickets coming up soon, so keep listening. Woo!
Welcome back.
Life on Jump Street. Yeah, Chirk, so tell the good people who we just heard and what they're all about. Synopsis.
It's still just the artist of the week, man. It's Bass Weasel.
The Bass Weasel.
Yeah. That's the noise, I think, for Bass Weasel.
It was good. I was feeling it. It was good. It seems like they revamp a lot of old big tunes.
Yeah, they do. I mean,
the edit games,
for sure. The EP that they put out is all originals, but this is just some of the remix game that I thought I would bless.
Nice, it was good, it was dope. Bass Weasel, go check them out. Go on the interwebs, go on the Google, type in the names, go do some research. We had a phone call from dude, I forgot your name, who called in, but you were very appreciative to the tunes we're playing. But he knew the tune, the original, but not the original. The first reiteration of Chicago's Street Player was the Bucketheads, the Bomb. And then the Bass Weasels flipped it into, what's it called? Drop the Bomb?
No, it's called Break the Bomb.
Break the Bomb. So you probably recognize that tune. It's just a 2008-2009 revamp.
Totally.
Say, a revamp, right?
Totally.
Totally. we're going to move along. Here at Life on Jump Street, we like to stay current to what's going on in the streets.
Yeah.
In the streets.
We also like to pass that knowledge on to the listeners.
We are like street teachers. Not street pharmacists. Street teachers. We're going to bless you with some knowledge. What this means is let's talk about some coming events.
Yeah, I mean, there's a pretty good week coming up here this week, too. I mean, last week was really big, but this is shaping up to be decent as well.
What do we got?
We have on Wednesday the 18th, of course, Le Hype at Lamplighter. We got a video premiere for a skateboarding video. The video was actually aptly titled Skateboarding.
That is the most original name for a skate video I've heard in my whole life.
Well, sometimes you just gotta stay true, right? Like, don't...
What is it? The simplest point between two points is a straight mother line.
I think it's the shortest point between shortest distance between two points.
Pythagoras?
Yeah, let's just drop random algebra words right now.
Obtuse. We are being obtuse.
Right. So anyways, you can get all the information on our blog at lehype.09.tumblr.com.
No. The email, if you want to hit us up with this, it's lehype, that's lehype.09@gmail.com. And our web presence right now is lehype, one word, .tumblr.com.
True, that is it. Also, the guy, the blog is affiliated, or the, sorry, the video is affiliated with my friend Ian's blog, youwillsoon.blogspot.com, which is a big, big skateboarding blog.
It's dope. I've seen it.
Yeah, so definitely check that out. Oh, no. You know what I just realized?
I have no idea.
We're saying the word that we're not supposed to say over and over again just now.
I didn't say it.
Oh, you did.
You owe the show some money. What he's referencing is go check our podcast, listen to last week's show, and you'll understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Let's move along. We're talking about some dumbass shit.
That's true. So let's talk about the really important things about Wednesday, and then I'll move on. We may or may not have a free keg. We brought to you by the good folks at Granville Island Brewery.
We do. 10 o'clock.
Yeah. There's a skateboarding video, good music, cheap wings. That's all you need to know. Thursday, villains are rolling through Fast Life at Republic. That's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
We're giving away tickets.
Right now.
Right now.
And here's how you win these tickets, okay? We want you to call in. The first was to call in and give us the dopest villain from a comic book wins 2 tickets to the villains.
Exactly.
Thursday night at Republic. Brought to you by Sealed with a Kiss. Once again, the number is 604-822-2987. Call in right now. You can win 2 tickets to the villains on Thursday, which is probably going to save about $30.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be spectacular, fabulous. And all that good stuff.
Exactly. Yes. Also, just for clarification, you mentioned last week you didn't know whether they were the disco villains or the villains. Those are two separate groups.
They're two separate.
Let's
start some internet beef then. Disco villains. Get that disco ball out of my face.
So, yeah, anyways, Friday is, of course, Steve Aoki and Otto Erotic at Celebs.
Yeah, they're dope.
Yeah, I mean, they used to be called Vandalism. And then, you know, there's some beef there with another crew.
We talked about that last week too. Exactly. See, if people listen to our show every week, first of all, they're going to be way more in tune to what's going on, knowledgeable about new groups and artists, and they'll know what we're talking about this week because they'll listen, right?
Totally.
Perfect.
So that's it for upcoming events. What do we have now, Sam?
What we're going to do here, we are going to go to a short PSA.
Yeah,
we're going to get some money from the sponsors.
Got to pay the bills.
And we're going to come back, and my man, my partner here, Mr. DJ Chirk, is going to bless you guys with the jump mix. This week, Mr. Sam Dem was just rocking the boards. So listen up. Call in once again, 604-822-2987. 2 tickets to the villains on Thursday. And at this point, everybody out there in Radio Land, thank you for listening. Keep going. We are not going to stop. And we're going to go with this Valentine's PSA because it just ended. And I hate Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is coming up fast, so don't forget to pick up a little something for your sweetie at the Sweet Valentine's Fair. On February 11th, 10th, and 12th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., in the main concourse of the Student Union Building. You'll find over 30 vendors with unique gift ideas such as jewelry, flowers, plants, candy, clothing, handbags, fashion accessories, and lotions. The Sweet Valentine's Fair is brought to you by the Alma Mater Society of UBC.
On May 12, 2009, British Columbians will again be voting on whether to adopt the new voting system recommended by the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform, BCSTV. BCSTV is a more representative system in which elected representatives accurately reflect and are accountable to the will of voters. If you're interested in helping the campaign to bring fairer voting to BC, you can email us at fairvoteubc@gmail.com or visit the campaign website for more information at stv.ca. A message from the UBC Fair Vote Club.
Radio. If you want to know any of these songs we are playing, hit the blog up, lehype.tumblr.com. You'll have the whole track listing, all right? Peace.
Feet.
Get wasted. Get down. What's up, everybody? Yep. Once again, I'm Sam Demo. With me, as always, is
Matt Chirk. What's up?
Matt Chirk, DJ Chirk. We thank everybody out there for listening. We had a great show. If you want to hear the whole track listing, find out who the artist was, the song of the night, you can go to lahype.tumblr.com or hit us up on Facebook. We got a Lahype group. Matt Chirk, Sam Demo, we're up on there. I want to thank everybody for calling in. The winner of the tickets goes by the name of Dave Coe, and his answer for the best villain. Dave, what was the best villain? It was Gigantosaurus Rex. I've never heard of him, but he was the first one to come through, so congratulations.
Yeah. That dude sounds bad.
So he's going to Republic on Thursday to see the villains, brought to you by Sealed with a Kiss. And Fast Life, the fastest life on a Thursday.
True. Sam, before we leave, I wanted to let everyone know.
Let's let them know.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff you just heard is off this Blackfinger EP, which came out today. On Trouble and Bass Records.
Nice.
There's a track called UMF, and there was a Super One remix and a Heavy Feet remix at the start there.
Nice.
So if you want to cop that EP, definitely go to beatport.com and grab it. Blackfinger, Trouble and Bass Records.
Nice.
I had to plug that.
Trouble and Bass, that's Drop the Lions record label, correct?
He's on it, yeah. I'm not sure.
I think it might be his label. I read a thing today on the interwebs about it. So once again, this has been Life on Jump Street Radio, the greatest show in the entire galaxy, and I'm talking to you, Beat. We're better than you.
Drama.
I'm going to be on college radio for the rest of my life. So tune in every Tuesday night from 8 to 9. Do you want to get some shout-outs? You got some people to shout-out right now?
I don't know. I got some friends who I think are listening. Maybe Dan.
All right.
Dan. There's a couple Dans listening. I do know girls too. Like Naho might be listening.
Oh, what up, Naho? How you doing?
What's going on?
Jump around.
Olivia said she was gonna listen. She actually said she was gonna phone in, and I feel like she kind of pussied out a little.
No. When the contest was going on, it was lighting up.
Oh,
I might have missed some of the calls.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, sorry, Olivia.
Cool. Well. We'll see you guys tomorrow at La Hype, man. We got a keg, we got a skateboarding video premiere, we got goodness.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to T, Blake, Vancey Skateboards, Dave Coe, Eddie. Next up, you know what's going down. It is the hardest show in Western Canada, and I'm talking about hip hop. They don't pull no strings. My boy Brendan Butter, Cody Relly Reels. We're going to do a little PSA, drop it out. Once again, Life on Jump Street Radio, baby. We do this every week. Every day. All right.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to